Bereavement, vocations, facing death, fatherhood, migration, relationship breakdown, confession, and the environment are just some of the Letters Pod podcast initiatives of the Clifton Diocese in England. I had the opportunity to speak to Mary Colwell about this new venture. Her podcast about Clifton Cathedral recently won the prestigious Jerusalem Award for the diocese. So, Letters Pod, as the series is called, is only following in a line of winners. Yet, as Mary points out, the aim of the series is to be alongside people and to offer hope and support.
You did, yes. That was for a podcast I made about the cathedral itself. Because Bristol's quite a dynamic city, people come and go the whole time here. I thought that a podcast just telling people what the cathedral was, giving you a flavour of it, would be quite helpful if people had just come to the city and were looking around for a church to go along to. And we won a major award for that, so that was great.
So did you have to submit it, or did they just hear about it?
No, we submitted it, and I think there was another 10 podcasts in that category. It was for the new media category.
And was that just for England and Wales, or was that for across the world?
I think it's a national one. It's the whole of Great Britain, as far as I understand it. The Jerusalem Awards is sponsored by Sainsbury's Trust.
How is it that a supermarket got into Catholic podcasting then?
Well, I think it's not necessarily into Catholic podcasting. I think the Sainsbury's family set up a number of trusts, and they fund a whole series of good works. A very charitable organisation, the Sainsbury family. And this was just one of their charitable foundations that puts on this award every year. And it's for all religious broadcasting, Christian broadcasting, not necessarily Catholic.
How did you get into podcasting yourself?
I am a producer at the BBC, so that's my stock in trade, really. And I just realised that the church wasn't using this new technology to the best advantage. I mean, there's a lot to say, and very often people say, if only I knew about that, or I didn't realise that, or I hadn't thought about things like that. And it was a way of getting information and ideas and inspiration across that where you didn't just have to rely on the medium of radio or television, which is very competitive and difficult to get a foothold in there. Whereas anyone can make a podcast, and the diocese, the Clifton Diocese and the Cathedral have very good websites, so why not use it for all it's worth? And it's working. I think it's great.
Yes, because you have incorporated the podcasts into the website. But your latest initiative is very much a pastoral one.
Yes, it is, yeah. It struck me that when I was reading the newsletter every week, or when I went to the small chapel in the cathedral where people write down their prayer requests, very often the prayers that people want being said for them are kind of common themes, if you like. So they're around illness or bereavement or money worries or concerns they have in their lives. And we all worry, basically, at some time or other about the same sorts of things. And it struck me that wouldn't it be lovely if we had a whole series of podcasts that reflected those concerns. And I was very keen that we chose people that had been through something themselves or had direct experience of helping people with a particular problem. So it wasn't someone pontificating from the outside, if you like, that it was people who actually knew what they were talking about, saying what their thoughts were from their own perspective on this problem. And so we have everything from students at university through to a guy who lost his wife through breast cancer, I did one on the environment, someone else did one on facing death. She's a palliative care nurse. So a great range of things. And, to be honest, the list is endless, really. We could go on and on and on.
Well, how are you going to actually publicise these? Because they, as you say, they are things that everybody faces and they're very real situations. But how are people going to get to know about it?
I think only through advertising, through getting people to help us say that they're there, so anybody can listen to them and anybody can get whatever they can from them. And I'm just hoping that, people, more and more people will get to hear about them and will use them for what they're there for, which is a source of hopefully comfort or inspiration or bit of advice or whatever it is. They're not all depressing by any means, and we don't want it to be that. We want it to reflect a whole range of human experience.
Yes, because when I was reading up about what the podcasts are going to entail, They really are very real situations, and they really are trying to give hope. They're not looking at doom and gloom.
No, not at all doom and gloom. And I think that would be very counter to faith to let them be doom and gloom, because faith is always about hope. And no matter what situation you're in, and people can be in pretty awful situations, there is always that hope, and there is always that sense of wisdom and learning through being in a situation or going through something very terrible or something challenging. It doesn't have to be terrible. So it's that insight, that hope, that wisdom that comes just from the rough and tumble of life that we hope will come out of this.